What's going on with Ada Hop's shoes today?
I don't like it. Well, that's all I know.
He's not here to defend himself.
Well, he's here, but...
Ada Hop walks in today with shoes with... They're like shoe gloves. I've seen them before.
What are they called?
Just no one I ever knew wore them.
Right.
On him...
I don't know what they're called.
They look particularly bad. Like I looked
Why
at
is
them,
that, do you
I
suppose? Don't,
you know what? I think it's the pasty skin.
I've never seen them. I've never seen them look good on anyone.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
But I think I've seen them on a woman where I'm like, that's tolerable.
Well,
like,
she was naked.
Well, no, she had the shoes.
She had
on.
The shoes on. Yeah.
Aside from the shoes.
Okay, that's nice, but mm-mm.
I assume it's for comfort or
mountain climbing,
practical reasons.
I'm sure.
Should we ask him?
We should.
Yeah.
We got to get him in here. He's got to defend these.
Ada Hop.
Yep.
We want to know about your shoes.
What are they called first?
They are called Vibram Five Fingers.
Ugh. Vibram Five Fingers.
Hey, wait a minute. Wait. That sounds like a sex toy.
And why aren't they called five toes?
That's a great question. I have no idea.
You know, in Spanish, the word for fingers is dedos, and for feet, it's dedos del pie.
Fingers of the feet?
Yeah.
That's great.
I think.
Yeah, I'm on their website now.
Boy, they make all types of ugly shoes, don't they?
They really do. There's red ugly shoes. There's blue ugly shoes.
Hey, do they have yellow ugly shoes?
I see like a dark brown.
Do they have purple and green? Dallas likes purple and green.
Record your screen.
Okay.
So they're really comfortable. They look awful. I'll admit that, but they're really comfortable. It feels like you're barefoot, but not, you know, like if you step on a nail, it won't kill you. It's just nice.
So it's comfortable.
Wow. It's comfortable. You can feel everything underneath your feet, but you just have grip.
Did you know that there was this big class action lawsuit against them?
I did, and I didn't take part because I didn't see the point. Because this is my third pair, and I was like, I like mine.
Apparently, the company made false and unsubstantiated claims about the health benefits of said five-finger ugly shoes.
Well, they said that you'd be able to... they said you'd be able to fly.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
okay.
See? That's you bold. Can't fly.
I can't fly. I've tried a couple times.
Yeah.
All right.
They should make a dress shoe version of those to wear with your best suit.
You can get them shined in the airport.
Yeah.
You know
one
what?
Toe at a time.
They kind of have one. I'm looking at one right now. They're hemp men's.
Yeah, like an Oxford...
Yeah, they do look very... like they are kind of dressy.
Do like a penny loafer?
Yeah. They make socks
wing tip,
too.
Wingtip, five toe. Was there a wing on each one? Each toe?
There should be.
Yeah.
If there's not. They do look very weird. You know what? I would wear those as like water shoes. Maybe.
Of course.
Yeah.
Water
like,
versions, yeah.
Yeah. Like, okay.
I can
feel like
dig. That makes.
Well, any shoe is a water shoe
of
if
course.
You step in water.
No, but I mean, it's fine for. You can wear a lot of things in the water, but you shouldn't wear a bathing suit to work. And you shouldn't wear these fucking things to work.
Yeah.
We didn't. And that's it.
In all fairness, we haven't released our dress code yet.
No, we're working on that.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. Well, I just think it's gross.
Can you hold a pencil with your feet?
I can.
Did you already say the penny loafer thing?
Penny loafer?
Five separate pennies. You did? That joke already came through?
Walk around with a nickel.
Listen, right. While he's here, I got a comment that kind of references something that he was going to probably come in and say something. Alaska John says, you forgot to add Jerboa Island and a few 7 Days episodes to their respective playlists. It will throw off new people to the channel that try to catch up, like so they see it. So right. That's... Double check it.
I saw that comment. I checked immediately, and I have not missed any 7 Days videos, so I don't know what they're talking about.
So we need to take this up with Anthony?
Yeah.
So it's just Jerboa Island. Anthony! Check the playlist on ARC. Make sure Jerboa Island's in there. All right, it's done.
Wow, that was great.
Yeah.
He was so enthusiastic.
Thanks for the feedback.
Just like,
that's how to get things done.
Yeah.
You just yell in a weird voice. Anthony! Yeah. Ah, get it done. I'm drunk.
You know what I like about Anthony? He doesn't wear those shoes. Like the five finger.
Yep. Get a picture. Email me a picture of your ugly ass shoes, please, so I can show the people the shit.
Wear the spandex pants with them.
Yeah.
Honest to God.
It's like we have another a buddy named Alex who does wear a bathing suit with a
flannel shirt,
like a flannel, like a dress.
Like he don't give a shit.
Throw those shoes into that mix.
Wow. Oh man,
my God!
That is a sitcom character, like a main character.
It is.
Wow. All right. So anyway,
continue with your
should
with
I? All right,
yours.
Shit.
It was such a good start.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Bob of Zimbabwe, and all my comments from last
Zimbabwe
comments.
I was going to say,
oh, God.
Zimbabwe Bob.
Zimbabwe
finally
Bob
here.
Says, Duralius, I just gained a new respect for you. I can't believe I'm hearing the Neebs crew speak of the spirit molecule.
The spirit molecule, the DMTs. Thanks.
So, thanks. Anyway, Bob is, I guess, kin to you. And your druggy ways.
Yeah.
I'm still skeptical about that
DMT.
Stuff.
That,
oh, yeah.
That's the shit your brain secretes when you sleep,
like,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before you die and stuff. It's what ayahuasca releases.
Like, oh, gotcha.
It's DMT.
Trippy, man.
Isn't all it right. trippy, man?
Anyway, so.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to just roll
There was a dude
mine.
Down there at the Rhythmia that wore those shoes, too.
Oh, man. See, he was the one douche. The one douche.
One
guy.
Yeah.
Did they kick him out?
No, I wish they did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Endate. We all know Endate.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Says, I like the character idea. However, I've known each of your voices for years. And the reason why I bring this up is I've changed my mind. Neebs wanted to make a character video
mm-hmm.
about which characters are who.
Right.
And we argued about it. And I was like, I think that's a stupid idea. I changed my mind. I flipped it.
Yep.
We should do it.
You should just start with agreeing with me from now on.
Yes.
Save yourself some time.
Just be right
he
more.
He didn't just say that to Simon. He said that to the world. Right,
I know he did.
But then right after that, I read Junior Hunter says, Simon, quietly narrating while Thick and Dor argue about Rotini. LOL. This is unparalleled YouTube video game chatter.
We're trolled. That trolled us, right?
No,
one knows who's who.
People don't know. So
yeah, but I feel like maybe in the context of
this
that,
crap up, man.
That would have been a good troll.
If
though.
It was a good troll... Honored.
Then yeah. Bravo.
Brava.
Brava.
Brava. See?
Bravissimo.
Bravotini.
Bravotini.
See? All right. Let's go around the room.
Yeah.
Duralius?
Yes?
That's Duralius.
That's me. Hi.
Thick?
Hey. Hello, my name is Thick.
That's Thick.
God, yep. That sounds just like me.
I'm Simon.
That's Christian from JT Music.
Like you.
That's me.
You know, we could go back to the old school Simon,
oh,
like when
God.
Simon first started.
The high pitch Simon?
They'll never get it never. Confused as
isn't,
far as
isn't
you
Isn't it
go.
Funny that like all your characters have started, or at least two of the main characters have started off high pitched, and eventually like grow, they like hit puberty. Like
yeah,
Drac,
it gets deeper.
Was really high pitched, and then he kind of went down, and then Simon. Oh, Hollywood,
I think it's a case of him evolving into a slow fuck it.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
true.
I've heard Absor well, say that's common in voice.
It
voice
is. It's common in a lot of cartoons. When people start out doing a voice, they eventually they find the voice and then they get deep. Like you look at Homer Simpson on like the first episode of The Simpsons, sounds like a little bit more high pitched, very Walter Matthau-ish.
Yes.
And then by the end of the series, he's gotten a little deeper, a little dumber.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So Marcus went the other way around.
Yeah, it did on Mob Squad.
Yeah, because it was like. Painful for how long it took to get anything
right.
out.
He had to get a little bit faster.
Yeah. So he just had
to
speed up.
Imagine getting
a
lightheaded doing that all the time.
God, finish this fucking word for crying out loud.
I mean, and the high pitched thing was easy to change because it was so fucking annoying.
Yeah.
So you go like, well, why would you change that? Well, it was annoying.
It was also more of a character than really any of
yeah,
us.
Yeah, well, that's what it was supposed to be. Like, oh, talk like this. Right, and I was like, oh, this is how I talked in that episode.
We just had to figure it all out.
Oh, no,
like,
Battlefield
all...
Friends,
yeah.
You
yeah.
want that voice. That, for that
in
character.
Battlefield Friends,
like, you
yes.
want that character there.
But on a daily recording.
Yeah, who wants to hear that
it's
mess?
Like, what we were doing at first, we were trying to do the shtick of we're playing our Battlefield Friends character. We've gotten away from that.
It's an extension of all of us.
We're all animated. I mean, you, like when you do YouTube videos and stuff, you have to be animated.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have to be entertaining to a sense.
Mm-hmm. So, Madge Cloud Hudson, I guess, was referring to, we talked about somebody had a comment last time about do we fight each other physically? Do we ever get into fist fights?
Yeah.
You're holding up a fist.
Yes. And Madge says they can't punch Simon because it's illegal to punch slow people.
Mm.
And then,
no, it's not as Thick.
See, Thick has an issue.
Shut
with
up.
It.
No, he wasn't slow.
And then T Ward commented and says he's only slow because of pasta he keeps in his pockets and belly.
Yeah.
So
his belly
me,
pocket.
Yeah. Which I do. Pasta's good. I do enjoy a good pasta.
Pasta's great.
That's what he what? Grabbed.
For. Is that a question? Are we supposed to answer? Because we're just kind
of. No, those were. That was just me reading
just
the words of a commenter.
Gotcha. Okay.
But I did pictures like Uncle Simon, instead of pulling the quarter from behind the ear, it's like piece of rotini or something.
Or a full bowl of spaghetti.
You know what? Yeah, that would be great. I was going to say a big ravioli, the oversized ravioli.
Or a bloody knife.
Or a bloody, bloody knife.
What's wrong with you? What was this? Evidence.
Kids
Where were you last night?
I'm calling the police.
That would be good.
Yeah, and it's the murder weapon.
Hey, this kid has a bloody knife.
Less comments. Spoiler says, Duralius for captain. Also, he should get his own series, and he plays games and reads poems in his smooth, silky voice, like in the Slither video.
I've tried it all.
Video.
Yeah, I've tried it all. It just, things I do solo just don't hit.
No, but that would hit. I would watch you read poems.
Oh, wait a minute. Nope. Remember that? What was it? That's Agario?
The Slither one.
Slither. Io.
I grow not only in girth and length, but in the realization that I am not alone, and this is not a friendly place. I discover these are not just random food balls, but also post-turbo dookie nugs and post-mortem soul chunks.
Yep. That was one of the gayest things we've ever done.
That's not
like,
true.
I had to go out and suck a dick just to un-gay myself.
That was
like
a damn good poem.
It's terrible.
I wrote in the car.
Well, I don't know.
I like your voice. Far Cry character.
I did too, but
The friendly guy.
No, I'm not talking about Takar. I'm talking about the friendly guy.
Same thing?
No.
Very different.
No.
Same character.
Oh, shit. Yep. Badow.
Okay, well, I'm done.
Completely different character.
It's an evolved voice. Just changes in time.
So you got to set up that video. You got to make that video, Neebs. The character one. You got to get it all set up and ready.
I'll throw some poetry on top.
For free. Poetry.
Poetry right in the middle, the intermission.
When we focus on the Duralius section, there'll be poetry.
You know what? We'll call it a poetry-t. Just
I
for
like
you,
it.
Thick.
We won't.
Yeah.
Just not, for you, Thick.
Not, keep, we'll keep I'm that not happy segment with, short. About that one. We did come up with one the other day that was really good. Glaucocamo?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I like Glaucocamo.
I can't remember. I was trying to think of that yesterday.
Yeah, that song's got
I've been
got
singing
some
it ever since.
Yeah.
Wow.
Were we recording? We were talking about that? We weren't. We were just bullshit.
No, it was
just
around the office bullshit.
Glaucocamo. It's like maybe you take the song Kokomo.
Yeah.
It's just,
we were just naming a bunch of diseases and stuff.
Diseases. It was terrible.
We'll sing that tonight.
Yep.
At the stream.
The stream.
Yeah.
All right. Who wants to do their comments next?
I'll get mine out of the way.
Go for it.
Mm-hmm.
Just got to pull it up on the phone here.
Whip it out, boy.
Beep, boop, pop, 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 beep, pop, pop.
Stupid fucking shoe again. All right.
So far, this has been the highlight.
It really has.
Yeah.
Your comments were awful.
A lot of people
they were good.
Darius narrates him getting his equipment to read his comments.
I know. That's great. Let me get this stool
over
here.
Let me adjust
my microphone.
Yeah. Anyway, so I made the two late. I think they're positive videos, but of course I'm not being defensive. I just want to address. It's like the last two that I put out, those Twitch raids.
Oh, yeah.
I had the idea, wanted to get them out of my system. I enjoyed the positivity of them, but I can understand how. And there's a lot of the comments.
Should have been one video.
You're probably right, but it was like summing up like 3 years of streaming.
No, it should have been one video.
Probably one.
I will.
Much
yeah,
shorter.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, last one's really killing it, isn't it? The volume two.
Yeah, we haven't had a shitter like that in a while.
That's why I sent that email going, oops.
Well, we all knew.
We said
just trust your team.
You.
Trust your team.
I know, he said it.
Oh, I know. I just didn't have a... Remember, because we went out of town,
Well,
it was
it's
that
better
or
to
nothing.
Have no video than
yeah, I'd rather
a
have
poor
no
one.
Video
than
and
a
we,
positive
and we said
one.
That. I was,
right.
Well, no, it's not the fact that it's positive, but instead of making 60,000 people happy, we could structure it different and make 200,000 people happy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Right.
I want the positivity.
Oh, yeah.
But I want it to be, you know.
Well, so and just in one just video.
Bam!
In one,
and all one video. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Well, we don't have to worry about that ever
Agreed.
Again.
Agreed. I agree with you guys.
Okay.
Agreed?
I agree with you.
I don't think he agrees.
Did you have a comment about it?
Yeah, it's two back-to-back conflicting comments regarding this, so this will kind of sum up the opposing views. So the first one's from Cole McCarthy. I forget which volume of the two videos. Doesn't even
matter.
It's all shit.
No, it did.
This is from Cole McCarthy. This is for all the people that think they put these videos out to brag about themselves and show how great they are. If that's the impression you got from this video, you need to watch more commenting on comments. Some of their older motivational ones. The message I got from these two videos is that spreading positivity and helping someone is one of the easiest and most rewarding things you can do. There's literally no downside to spreading happiness. And in the first step we should all take towards world peace. You guys are great. Keep up the good work and block out the haters. The next from Robert says, it's kind of like filming yourself giving homeless people money compared to all your other content. I'm not a fan of this, like a Jake Paul move.
Wow. Well, I could see the relation between Jake Paul and us.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
Hope they don't see our dead body video next week.
I don't know which Paul's which. They're all...
I don't know. I just assumed it was the one.
I can see people looking at like Robert said, but honestly, it was just like, I really enjoyed seeing these people happy.
Yeah.
Like that.
And we know what it's like. I mean, for me, growing our channel and growing...
Yes.
I mean, we've been at this since 2006.
Yeah.
And it took a long time to get anywhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, if we can go up to someone and say, hey, check this guy out, give him a chance.
Yeah, it's like buying someone's cheeseburger and fast food behind you, you know? Is it like that?
No.
I don't know. Okay. Did Jake Paul do that?
I think he did something like that.
Pay it forward. Pay it backward.
Pay it backwards.
It's rough.
The guy behind me's got my cheeseburger.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, here's the second conflicting comment. This is from Michael Jones, and I didn't hit the read more. There's more to this rip. I didn't hit the read more, so.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, oops.
Sometimes you don't need to.
Yeah, I don't think you need to.
The read more is just like a just kidding.
I got the gist of it.
You guys are getting so lazy now. This is the second video that you've put no effort into what's going on. You used to have great content every day. Now you're starting to slip and releasing garbage. Hopefully, this like represents the whole channel in his mind, like this one. Yeah. Hopefully you are creating something magnificent while you're, and it says read more. But I think we know what goes there. Yeah.
I don't know. It might turn around.
Actually, in writing this and thinking about the positivity in this
Everything
video, I changed my mind.
There.
Yeah.
On second thought.
Jim Viathan says, you guys are the best. I really hope this is going to be a recurring series.
It's
not no Jim. Longer, buddy.
It's not Jim, sorry.
No.
Okay, this is from Cache Combo. A question for Neebs that I've been wondering about for a while. And this is kind of relevant to what we were just talking about. When you first started making content for the internet, was there ever a time in which you doubted how far you would actually make it? Was there anyone that helped you along the way you helped these smaller streamers when you started out? Would be interesting to hear your story. Please discuss next comment.
There was nothing but doubt.
Of course.
In the beginning.
I think with any...
There was hardly ever a glimpse of certainty ever.
Mm, yeah.
No.
I got a help boost story.
Oh, yeah, you do.
My video, one of my first cartoons on my Johnny Ethko channel, Mad Mario, got featured on an episode of Equals 3 with Ray William Johnson. Mm-hmm. That's sort of how I got my first boost.
That was a nice little booster.
Yeah, it was. It was great to wake up that morning and... turn off my Gmail account.
Oh, God, I can imagine.
Bling, bling, bling. What the fuck?
It's kind of like Uncle Louie's when we did that one.
No, it was the first time, because I used to get a notification every time I got a subscriber, and that was the day I turned it off.
Yeah.
Because I was like, okay, this is
that
insane.
That means you made it.
I didn't know what to expect. I mean, at that time, I wasn't making any money on YouTube. I was just happy to get the views. I thought, oh, this is great. People are watching my cartoon and enjoying it. And I still feel that way. It's like, hey, anytime someone... watches a cartoon of mine, gets a laugh, or any of our content.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, that's what I want, man. I just want people to have a good-ass time.
So mm-hmm. if you have a channel where you can help people out and you find someone who you like their content and you can give them a hand, mm-hmm. that's great.
Tosh gave the big boost to the Ketchup channel, right?
Oh, man, I got like 800 subscribers from that.
Yeah, see?
And I still don't have as many as Thick, who doesn't put out videos, but hey.
Well, he's doing music videos now.
I uploaded one video.
Yeah.
There you go.
How many views on that?
That's all you need.
I don't know. Hold on.
I didn't know you had to pull out your phone or everything. All right.
No, it's just a phone.
I'm going to give it
how many views on said video? 16,000.
Hey.
That's not bad.
Yeah. I think that's more than
all. That's great.
Any on my little thing.
Nom Nom Cat.
Blew up.
Well, I didn't want to bring that up because it feels like I'm bragging. You know what I mean?
I got to throw a link to that video.
Nom Nom Cat?
Yeah, that and
not the music shit.
And the music. Well, we'll see.
You don't have to.
You can check the description and see if Thix is in there or not.
It's in.
He might be.
We got to unscramble the link.
At the bottom.
In the description put, nope, it's not here.
Perfect. Nom Nom doesn't need the help, so don't worry about that down there, okay?
Okay.
It's doing just fine.
I'll throw a ketchup bit in there.
There you go. Yeah. Toss one of them bad boys in there.
All right. And this is a random... this is from one of the mob squads.
Oh, wow. That is a random...
I know.
Which one?
From how long ago?
I don't know.
You gotta fucking pick the recent comments.
I didn't expect to. No,
I didn't know that was a rule.
That's not a rule.
When you go listen, if you
commenting on recent comments,
no. If you're gonna do a mob squad, why wouldn't you pick a comment that was done recently?
Oh, recently posted, not recent video.
Oh no, I mean it was from within a year. It was a year ago.
Jesus, I'm talking about weeks. I've said this before. Yeah. I've said it's got to be within weeks. So that they're on the channel.
We missed this one.
This person
we
probably
isn't
even alive anymore.
Right.
This person's probably
dead. Have some
dead.
Respect.
Have some respect for the dead. Tell me who's dead again.
This is Gorum. Rest his soul.
Pay respects.
Gorum says, I remember liking this when I was younger. Then I grew up. Now I hate it. That's so weird. See? I thought that was...
I'm glad he's dead.
What else that happened?
Man. Oh, God.
Good Lord. I thought that was funny. I don't know why. And now it's that one segment. Most recent comment.
Oh, that's right. Because I have to get me that image. Or maybe Ada can grab it for me.
Okay.
That's what he did last time. He's
this
so good.
This is from today's video. Well, it won't be today when this comment and comments come out, but from 7 Days to Die music video. It is from Philip Sabrowski, 11 seconds ago.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I love your songs, and I fucking love the voice of Thick Motherfucking 44. Keep going, guys. World peace needs you.
Oh, well, thank you.
Huh?
Very nice.
Nice recent comment.
Voice sounded very good one. Sexy.
I was a little nervous. I thought I was going to be like, this shit sucks.
Right. Yep.
It could be.
Oprah.
You're always rolling the dice with the most recent comment.
Yep. Yeah. You just never scroll down a little bit.
Yeah.
There's some in there.
All I got.
All right.
Nice. Hey, well, listen, before we get any further, we should probably talk to our sponsor.
Okay.
Who dat?
Casper.
Oh, Casper.
Listen, Casper is a sleep brand that continues to revolutionize its line of products to create an exceptionally comfortable sleep experience one night at a time. With three mattress models, the original Casper, the Wave, and the Essential, Casper mattresses are perfectly designed to soothe and cradle your natural geometry. Not to mention the breathable design helps you sleep cool and regulates your body temperature throughout the night. And it's delivered right to your door in a small, how did they do that size box with free shipping and returns in the US and Canada. But the best part is that you can be sure of your purchase with Casper's 100-night risk-free sleep on it trial. After all, you spend one-third of your life sleeping, so you should be comfortable. And this is the part where we talk to Duralius about how he feels about his Casper mattress.
I honestly can say that I love my Casper mattress. Like, probably the best sleep I've ever had in my life. To the point of, like, if I'm at a hotel and on one of their nice beds, I still can't wait to get back to my own.
And now you can get $50 towards select mattresses by visiting casper.com/Neebs and using Neebs at checkout. That's casper.com/Neebs. Offer Neebs for $50 off your mattress purchase. Terms and conditions apply. Thank you, Casper.
Rest well.
Rest. Let's see. Because you rest well.
Is that their slogan?
No.
Rest in peace is their slogan.
Yeah. No, it's not.
No, no.
We got to be careful with the sponsors, man. It does, though.
Just not forever.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, rest in peace.
Rest in peace tonight.
You'll sleep so good, you'll think you're dead.
I'll talk to them about it.
Yeah.
We'll see what we can do.
Yeah, we need to get away from, like, that means you're dead, and that means you're sleeping on a nice mattress.
Peacefully.
Yeah.
I want to read my comments.
Right.
I want you to read them.
This comment is from 8 years ago.
All right.
It's from DRT77, and it's from the Subnautica video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I ever step my bounds. Can I do whatever video I want?
Of course you can.
Yeah.
I need to understand, what inspired the tapeworm story from Simon?
He's vaping. Hold on.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
He looks like he's thinking as well.
No, I was thinking. Great observation.
About vaping.
I believe... He said something about a worm.
Yes, and then you brought it. Your friend had a tapeworm recently.
Yes, so that was the... Let's randomly think of something to talk about and make it up as you go.
Well, did you hear a story? Because you said your friend sold...
Was that a real story?
He sold his
tapeworm.
You
were improv-ing.
No, improv.
So it was all bullshit.
So you can't sell your tapeworms?
Of course not.
What do you mean, of course not?
I just randomly threw it out there.
You can sell anything.
It did sound like a real thing.
I thought. Well, I'm a good actor,
that was great.
Man.
Yeah, that was good.
He's really good.
He's the Daniel Day-Lewis of YouTube.
I really am.
This is proof of how
so
good you are.
So we don't know. We don't know the truth.
Why don't you just Google it? Can you sell tapeworms?
I'm doing it right now.
Absolutely.
I would assume it's an assumption
I'm gonna
that
ruin
you
my...
could that you could sell things.
Browser
like,
history is going to be shit.
I'm assuming a hospital will get things and then they will
for
probably
science.
Sell them or donate them and get some sort of a deduction. Oh,
Golden Corral's buying them.
I just think as much as hospitals charge for crap, they shouldn't be getting your tapeworms for free. They should be coming off your bill.
I love how this is a conversation.
I like
I made it up.
You know what it make like? This bothers me. It's disturbing, but it reminds me of a story I read years ago. I was on a Reddit thread that it was like a thread about most disgusting sex stories.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a tapeworm one that got me good.
Oh, God. Are you going to tell it?
No, I'm not going to tell it.
Well,
I'm stopping
you've
there.
You've already started.
Because it's relevant to what we're talking about.
I know. I kind of want
to get that far, you might as well.
It's like we don't want to go that graphic.
All
with
right.
It's not. It doesn't really fit our channel. But just
well,
think
can
of
you,
the...
Well, could you get imaginative with it and replace words?
What's in my head's already grosser than anything you could say.
Maybe. So probably not.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just the problem. Like, I hear tapeworm, not that they're fun to picture, but whenever I hear that word,
where did it come?
That story pops into my
head. Which sex did it come out of? Which male or female?
Her. They were in a particular position.
Okay. You know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden I went, what position? That position? No.
Vic's got that like that face right now.
Those
is,
people that are listening to this on their lunch break.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
And there are a few. Thank you, by
I
the way.
I guess on a positive note, they probably sold it right after.
Well,
how's
listen,
that search going?
This exists.
Terrible.
Did you find an answer?
No. Everything is how to make money selling like fishing worms.
Ah,
I found there's
really
a lot of articles
no
on how to make money raising worms.
Wonder if you could fish with a tapeworm.
You probably could.
But here's
fishing,
the thing. Like,
what?
When you get new tires...
They should give you money for your old ones.
Don't they do something with your old ones? Do
well,
you get like some sort
you're
of
you're not
thing?
Getting a new tapeworm.
Yeah, but if they're able to resell them, if they're legal,
you get
still,
back. With your
you
battery,
don't get anything
you
back.
Get a core charge
you don't get
for
anything
your
back
old battery.
From your tires though. You
if
don't
you're
get
getting
shit
tapeworms
back from
out
your tires.
And they're going to use that tapeworm, you get like $75 off your thing.
Use it for what?
Your medical bill.
But what
it
would
comes
they
off?
He I think what
well,
science. Okay, science, yeah.
But it's not real though. You're arguing
fishing science.
It's not real.
What's
it's all made up. I told you
I'm
this.
Saying
he's
it
arguing
should be
that
this
it should
way.
Be.
There no. should be a core charge.
I just found something interesting. Some people eat tapeworms for weight loss.
That's true.
That sounds disgusting.
That is gross. Well, yeah.
I don't agree with those people.
Yeah.
They don't chew, do they?
I don't know.
You couldn't
I would hope
chew,
not.
Could you?
Yeah, you just...
I'm,
or maybe
I'm,
they have
I'm looking more into it now
just crawl up in you.
No, I've gone down the rabbit hole. I'm on the
right,
dark
no,
web now.
Get out of there.
Those people probably wear those shoes.
Well, tapeworms, it says, is very risky and illegal in the United States.
I got another comment. This one's from Ark.
Which one?
I don't remember.
Yeah.
It's That's from K-Sherm64. K-Sherm says, the internet is in an uproar over the question of the century. And the question is, do you guys wet your toothbrush before or after you put the toothpaste on? What do you guys do?
After.
I've done both.
After.
After from Simon?
I wet mine before, I put the toothpaste on, and then wet it a little bit more after.
That's
a
thick
sandwich.
Speaking right now.
A water sandwich.
Thick.
Water sandwich.
I used to do before. I used to wet before, then toothpaste. Now I think it's better to do after.
I believe it is.
That was the order I used to do it as well.
Yeah.
See,
when I grew up, I did it the right way.
It's possible for it to kind of slip off, isn't it, if you wet it first?
Well, you'd have to be an idiot.
Not an idiot.
It's never
never
slip
off.
It's a slip off of Russell. What are you brushing with?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't
know. Doing it when you're riding a four-wheeler.
Made sense when I was
Simon
thinking
brushes
it.
With tapeworms.
Oh, God, speaking of, man, I've made a mistake. Now I'm on Snopes looking up tapeworm diet pills.
See?
But I'm getting advertisements for those fucking ugly-ass shoes. Like every advertisement
what?
On
you
this page.
You ruin that computer.
Oh, yeah, no. Every advertisement
burn
on this
it.
Page.
Burn it.
It's all tapeworms and toe shoes.
It's ridiculous.
There's your episode title.
Tapeworms and toe
shoes.
That should be a store.
Tapeworms and toe shoes.
I can't wait to see
let's,
that
let's
thumbnail.
See.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a weird thing, but why not?
It's clickbait.
It is.
I like getting my curry with toe shoes.
Kids are all clicking on tapeworm videos.
Thanks, Thick. Nobody.
So, we're good on the toothpaste question?
Yep.
Yeah.
I feel like when your toothpaste, your brush is wet, like some of that wet might get all over your tube.
Said we were done with toothpaste.
Okay.
You don't need to make contact with the tube if you're
we're
got
done.
The skills.
We're
what
done.
Are you, cocktail?
You got a steady hand.
What?
Huh? Cocktail?
Like what Tom
you,
Cruise?
You Tom Cruise from Cocktail?
Well, the
he's
the toothpaste
drinks,
comes
he's not
out of the
tube.
Flipping the thing, and then squeezing it from 2 feet above the brush.
What are you talking about?
Throws the brush behind your back. Here's, brushes.
Here's the real question. How much do you use? Because chances are you're using way too much.
I don't use
they
much.
Yeah.
No, I use a little, just a little dab.
I'm a half a tuber.
Little dab will do you.
Yeah. No, yeah, you look at the toothpaste commercial. It's just like they just glob it on.
Because of that one specific little swoopy they do.
Yeah, and that.
Well,
and
that's the. I think that's
what they want you to do too. They want you to glob it on, so you use it quicker.
Can
so
I tell you guys
buy
a secret?
More fucking toothpaste,
along with, you know, just a few hundred thousand people.
I can't keep secrets.
Yeah, I know. my sister-in-law has this pet peeve about, like, you have to squeeze the toothpaste from the bottom.
Yeah.
So whenever we go visit them. And I see their toothpaste out, I just squeeze the middle and leave it.
And she's never going to hear this, right? Like,
that's no,
great.
No.
Exactly.
That's
she
great.
Doesn't support you.
I love that. That's such a like a perfect way to say screw you to somebody.
How do you guys keep, like, do you find a way to keep all the bottom toothpaste up towards the top?
Just every now and then I'll do like a push-up squeeze.
Yeah.
Every now and then.
With your finger?
With my fingers.
You,
I use them.
You
want to
know what I do?
With thumbs, what?
I use my actual toothbrush, the handle part, as like a roller or just like...
And you think it's interesting to tell people
this. I think it's a life hack.
And you think there's a concern about
make everyone's
germs
life better.
Touching the tube
life
or
hack
something?
Is thrown around pretty
loosely
around here.
Your toothbrush on the...
No, just the handle. You take the handle and you kind of lay it flat against the counter and you get... It's like a steamroller.
All right, so...
You're getting every bit of toothpaste out of there.
I'm adding life hacks to the end of the title.
All right.
And plus... Life hacks.
Yep.
Just put life hacks.
Tapeworms, toe shoes, and life hacks.
Life hack.
Well, no, let's do one more hack so we can say hacks.
All right, anybody got a...
Anyone got another hack?
I have another comment.
Okay.
All right.
See your comment.
We'll think of a hack before we're...
This one's from Mace to Face. It's on a GTA video.
Mm-hmm.
You should know which one, man.
I do. It's the one that I cut.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah, everybody knows the name of that one.
Was it the Valkyrie one?
I named it, didn't I? Yeah.
You named it too.
Stealing the Valkyrie.
Stealing the Valkyrie.
Here's the question. When you go to eat a snack... When you press the button, did I pick this comment? I don't remember any of this.
Oh, God.
When you press the button to, now I understand. This is in the game. When you eat a snack in the game.
Yeah.
Okay.
How did you not understand that?
Because I was thinking about myself eating a snack in real life.
And you pick this comment and you make fun of me being dumb?
Yep.
Okay.
That's how it goes around here. All right, imagine you're in GTA and you're pulling out a meteorite or something.
Yep,
I never play it. So.
You press the button to eat it, you will only take one or two bites. But if you hold the button, you will continue to eat the same snack for a lot longer, therefore giving you more health restored per snack. I hope you guys see this. Love your work.
Good tip. I've also heard a tip that if you're in cover, you know, it doesn't go through the eating animation.
No animation.
Yeah.
I knew that one.
Wow.
Because I'll have to eat like three meteorites and eight P's and Q's to get my
health
up.
Not anymore.
So if I just, one meteorite would do most of it?
Now that sounds like a life hack.
I'm surprised Rockstar doesn't charge $60,000 for every one of those snacks.
Right? Yeah. He's right. It is a life hack, by the way, though. So
yeah,
officially, we got it.
That qualifies.
It's life hacks.
Okay.
My next comment is from Brody Spain.
Hello, Brody.
Hi, Brody.
Hi, Spain.
This is from ARK, the most recent one. Puerto Bronto?
Si.
And the comment is, how many years has Neves played this game and he still hits things with the wrong tools? I was watching the video and I saw myself harvesting metal with a hatchet and I'm like, what are you doing, Neves?
Yeah.
Pull out the pickaxe. Like, even when I watched it, I was like, am I really using that tool?
Yeah, no,
like,
yeah.
Like, I know, but recording day.
Oh, you kick yourself sometimes.
I just picked the wrong tool. So, and there's tons of comments. It wasn't just Brody.
Yeah, I saw those too.
Tons of comments. Like, why is this guy using a hatchet to get metal?
It was just like a kind of a, not a one-time thing, but something that doesn't happen that
often.
It's
a brain fart, but I do it all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been there. I used the wrong bird to try to get a dragon egg.
Uh-huh. I remember that.
Sure.
So,
whoops.
So use the right bird, use the pickaxe on metal. Yeah. Life hacks.
Right.
Life hacks.
Should have used Hello Nurse. It's a... Speedy demon.
Yeah.
We never take Hello Nurse out.
I know.
Because she's so slow.
Yeah, she is slow.
Super slow.
I do like her.
She just
but she's
like
caught up, you know?
Yeah, she's just fun to have around.
Yeah.
All right.
She's fun at parties.
My last comment is from GTA, the Valkyrie video.
Uh-huh.
And this comment is from Thomas Bullhose. I like how they didn't know about the main front gun on the Valkyrie. Anyone? Anyone else read
what?
That?
No.
There's a lot of comments. Apparently, the seat that Simon was in has like the most lethal gun in the entire helicopter.
And you were just sitting and watching the whole time, like not
just
doing
back,
a damn.
The ride.
I knew it existed, but I've never sat in that seat. I don't know how to get to it. I want to say you have to hit something on the D-pad. It could be completely.
He
wrong
could have
on
jumped
that.
Out though if we took like. Yeah, I wouldn't have.
No,
I'm glad he stayed in the vehicle
of course,
and just.
But it would have been.
It was
great.
A ride along, pretty much.
That would have been a lot of fun to contribute.
If I'm not mistaken, what I think it is I have access to the gun and missiles as well. But if you do have a passenger, they can take over the guns and missiles.
Seems like it would have helped.
Yeah, well, especially with the cannon, because you can't aim the cannon for shit when you're flying the thing. But if you're in the side seat, you can aim that cannon a little better, I assume.
So I'm glad we didn't use the best weapon in the game.
Right, yeah. Well, it worked out. We had the miniguns.
Yeah.
Maybe next time we do that heist, we'll use it.
Right. Yeah. Right, right. We go back to it.
Yeah.
That's all my comments.
Nice. Well, nice. I enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were great.
All of my comments are from the Guts and Glory video. That was a fun game.
It was fun.
Yeah. I hate I missed that one.
I think a couple of these comments, I know this one, is about Simon.
Interesting.
It's from Busan. And it says, Simon, I have so much fun watching you get excited when you do something well in a video game. It's like going to years of your kid's shitty sporting events, but then finally in high school, he starts making some smart plays, and you can't help but feel proud and shed a little tear.
I enjoyed that, and thank you for that comment.
And when you do something good, you call it out every time, so just to let us know.
I'm helping.
Yes. I am doing good things.
Yes.
I love
I need
it.
To, hey, I need.
Oh, it makes me happy too. It makes us all happy.
I need affirmation.
Yeah.
You also call out when you're doing terribly. Like in the GTA I cut when you're in the jet. You're just like, I'm useless. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah. See?
Oh, so. I think of the last Human Fall Flat when we were doing that whole spinning that thing around, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And he was like, yep, I fucked up again. Like something like just calling it out. Like you were so just spent at that point.
Yeah, yeah. You got your head wedged in that thing. We were all able to.
That was great, the head wedge.
To climb over the seesaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My next comment is from Hellbringer. Says, what a sexy mouse cursor on the recording screen.
It was so tiny and in the corner.
Yeah.
I didn't even notice it. And when you're editing, you're not seeing things in.
Mm-mm. Was that one in the corner?
I no,
that,
one, that
one
was
pretty
like
prominent.
Right in the middle
and
of
I just
the
thought
screen.
It was.
You saw one in the center?
Yeah.
Like through the whole video, almost.
What are you talking about? There's one on the right edge of the screen.
No.
He's about
was
to pull it up. I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, I haven't seen the center.
By
one
right
yet.
Edge, like, yeah, your definition of edge and mine are a little different. I'm talking about this little guy right here.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I thought you were talking about GTA.
No. This is
no,
Guts
and
Glory.
Right.
You're doing Guts and Glory now.
Yeah, Guts and Glory. I guess when you guys recorded, you must have had the mouse pointer on, right? Because it's there the whole video.
The whole video, huh?
Yep. Yeah.
I didn't even see it
when
I watched
it. Oh, it actually bounces around. Now it's moved.
Okay.
It's gone forward a little bit.
We like to keep the audience on their toes.
Yeah. Oh, it's gone here. Let's see. Does it come back? Yeah. Okay, maybe it does go away.
I wonder if in the future, if we notice that while in post, like editing it, if we could add something to it that makes it fun.
A bigger cursor.
A what?
A bigger cursor.
You know what? I could do that to mine because guess what? I'm done with my video and there's a cursor right smack dab in the middle of one of the shots that just like it's right there. And I'm like, I can't recreate that shot. My brain just won't do it.
Do you not have it saved?
Just re-export it.
No. I don't have it saved.
You didn't
what?
Save it in Rockstar?
You save your shots?
No, I don't save my shots.
Why wouldn't you save your shots?
Because
uh-oh.
I'm
you
still
sure?
new at this. And
maybe
I've never
you did
had
save
to.
It and you didn't realize
I
you
want
saved
the cursor
it.
In there and I'm adding a, I'm making it bigger.
Nope.
Yeah, I'm making it bigger just to bigger. Piss people off. It's funny. I'm going to do it like it's going to be six times the size. It's only in there for like 6 seconds.
Just to see how many people call it out.
Yeah, I bet not? Your shots are still in Rockstar and you don't even know it.
I think the cursor's fine.
Okay.
Wish you had standards.
I think it's a thing.
All right, the next comment.
Listen, I want to say in GTA there was a cursor and it's like so it's just peeking out of the right corner just a little bit.
Yeah.
And some Dick Tracy saw it and put the timestamp on it for everybody to see in the comments.
Oh, that happens.
Is that like the equivalent of having like a bounced check with your picture like in a restaurant like, "Hey, this guy has bounced checks here."
You know, see, I embrace it.
We have a new villain, guys.
Cursor.
Cursor.
Cursor. Cursor strikes again.
Damn you, Cursor.
Oh, wow.
Curse you, Cursor.
That's nice. Great.
How long can my title be? I want to say, and new villain.
No, you can leave that out.
A lot of people were saying that the Distractor could be spoiler or sidekick.
Spoiler or Distractor.
That is a good... We honestly need to. It's official. We own it. Because the Distractor and the Spoiler
Which one's
together...
Distractor?
Distractor was my role in the GTA video.
I don't play those. So
yeah, I just drove the truck around while they killed everybody.
So, right. It's time to do a new animated series.
Honestly.
And,
Yeah,
we can kind of scrap the whole Action Faction and give it a little facelift.
Mm, yeah, better villains. Take the Marvel model. Introduce one at a time.
Yeah.
And then bring them all together.
And then make Avengers. Yeah.
I thought it'd be fun to have a challenge to the audience to say, make your own 1 minute or less spoiler animated thing, act it out, do whatever the hell you want to do.
No.
I know, but it would be fun. Wouldn't it be? Why wouldn't that? It's like getting submissions of like seeing what people would do. If 20 people did it.
I want fan art.
Yeah.
That's what I want. I want fan art.
I want some
character designs.
Well,
here.
That'd be fun too, but fan art, yeah. But I'm talking about 1 minute things and 20 submissions. I'll take 20 minutes out of my day.
Could it
to
be
look
live
at submissions that people made.
Yeah, live action so more people can
I will.
Contribute.
Send it to Simon at sandwich.com.
Yeah, that was the point. I know. Thick is reading these emails, man. I tell you, it's exhausting for him. It really is. So, what were you saying?
Could it be live action as well? I mean, so more people can contribute?
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. I think that will...
I'm just saying, because you said animated.
I think, animated. Really, honestly, I just thought it'd be fun. And if people did have submissions, I'd just look at them every once in a while.
All right.
I liked the fan art idea.
Fan art. That'd be great.
Dude, fan art. Let's see it.
Spoiler.
Distractor. Cursor.
Cursor. It's easy to leave a cursor in the Rockstar. Although the one idea when I figured I think I showed you that method where you can just play all of the clips at once. You probably were going back and grabbing a shot.
Yeah, no, I
or
did
two,
mine
right?
I did like half of it before I knew that technique, and then I did the second half. And we also learned that we could take that footage home. You can take Rockstar footage from a computer once you find the files and put them on another computer. Because I was having to drive the office to get
these shots.
That's
fascinating to talk about it on this podcast.
Some people like to hear this.
I could see a situation
with tapeworms, but it's good.
Hey, I could see a situation with Cursor where the good guys are going over a plan, and then he pops out and Cursor, where'd you come from? I've been here all along.
And then it's a Sixth Sense moment. You rethink your whole.
Oh my God, he has been there all along.
There he was in the corner the whole time.
That's right.
Now they should have a setting for cursors that. In like 3 seconds after you stop moving it, it just goes away.
Turns into a penis. Who did we do that to?
You did that to me?
We did it to Thick?
Yeah.
We changed your cursor
to a penis.
I was more thinking that it just goes away.
Yeah, no. Duralius had a constructive idea rather than celebrating
the same
a troll.
Some bullshit on top of it.
Bullshit all the time. All right. Next comment is from Von Chua. Okay. Does Simon know someone named Frank? Because I can't help but notice that he keeps on saying that name over and over. The one I remember most was on Subnautica way back when they were naming the sea moth. I highly doubt this gets answered in commenting on comments, but I'd like to know. LOL.
Go-to then? That's your an improv go-to
Frank.
Possibly? In your
I need a name.
Names.
It's like a Steve.
Frank.
I guess.
Yeah.
I like
Tom
Frank.
Or Bob. It's just a generic name.
Team.
Yeah.
To go to.
Something about Frank. You don't see a lot of Franks.
You don't.
I know Frank. I know a few Franks.
It's not a very common name.
Met a young Esther the other day.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Busting out the old Esther, huh?
Yeah.
That's
cute. You got to respect it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, sure.
Depends on their character.
I don't think you have to.
It's true. No, she was nice, but also... You haven't heard any Myrtles lately.
Yeah,
grandmothers
or Irmas, those all kind of.
Or at least in this country.
Right?
Jim. You don't hear that.
Yeah.
No, Jim.
I don't know anybody named Jim.
Sure, there's a lot of Jims overseas.
Yeah. Jim Wong.
Over in Zimbabwe.
It's such an.
Hey! I got one.
No, let's just end it there.
Oh, man.
No, it's perfect.
Wow. It's such an exotic name, too.
All right, next comment is from Stephanie Espino. Says, Zoe doesn't look like a nice lady with that high bun and ascot wearing thing. She's by far my favorite.
She does look snooty.
She does. She looks like one of those teachers in school, like a substitute that you didn't like.
Yeah. What video is this from?
That's from Zoe.
Guts and Glory.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. She was actually the best one to play.
The motorcycle woman with the little cape.
Gotcha. Yeah, her name was Zoe.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
I couldn't remember what the fuck. I'm like, who's Zoe?
I don't know. How many more comments do you have on that video?
Just one.
Okay.
Question for commenting. Oh, this is from Sloan Carey. Says, can you guys please do a survival mode GTA video? It's basically where waves and waves of enemies come at you. You just see how long you can make it. I feel it would be funny to watch how far you guys would make it before you get thicked.
Yeah, I like playing those modes.
In what game?
GTA.
GTA.
Oh, okay.
Like, they'll just have all the gang people come at you or the cops come at you.
Yeah, it's like
you
a wave mode.
Fight them off in waves.
Those are kind of like the gang fights in a way, but I guess you win the gang fights.
It gets repetitive and it gets harder as it goes. Last time I was playing that, I kept trying to use my launcher rocket thing.
Uh-huh.
What do you call that?
A rocket launcher?
Homing missile.
Yeah. There you go.
Uh-huh.
And it never would hit the helicopter, ever. Do they need to be further away? Was that too close?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the... I mean, those missiles can be so finicky. I mean, you saw that, you know, one time a missile went right under an SUV.
He was aiming at me, and he couldn't hit me even with the homing rocket.
Missile.
I know.
Right.
It's not my
That's
fault.
How bad your aim is. You miss with homing rockets.
I don't think it was his fault. It's fun to pretend. But yeah, it's finicky. It never seems... Sometimes it just misses.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know why. But yeah, you would think homing rocket. It might depend on the speed, the angle, it's all
I
that stuff.
I still can't seem to unlock an RPG. What do I have to be? Like
level 100.
100?
I think so.
Jeez.
Maybe that's a minigun. I have to look.
I think I'm in the 70s.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we're getting close. We're getting close to rocket launchers.
I think I'm around
guns. That'll be fun.
7 or 8.
Yeah. You're never getting
better
one of those.
Start playing.
GTA 6 will be out by the time you get there.
You guys, you know, what do you mean start playing? On my own?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Just like to play with my friends, you know.
Well, call me. Hey, Absro, get on GTA tonight.
Sounds
okay.
Like sound advice.
No, that's never going to happen.
I do that sometimes with some peoples.
Yeah.
I've been trying those new heists to see if they'll be worth making a video on.
Yeah.
I don't think they will be.
Because I need to make some money.
Some
of the stuff I want to buy is too expensive.
I think there's a lot of just boring missions.
Yeah.
There are fun missions in there, but there's a lot of filler.
They pepper filler around.
Yeah, it's just like, you know, oh, everybody's you got to steal a car and bring it back.
Oh, well, we could work around that a little bit, right?
Yeah, we could. And when I get to the end of it, if some of the later missions, that's the thing is, too, like, this is long. It's like I've been playing a couple nights with Ada Hop and a couple other people, and there's like three acts to this heist, and we're just like through act one, and it was like, damn, it was like this is a long ass heist.
That'll be a 15-part video
exactly,
series.
Yeah, it's like, well, I mean, the good news is there's plenty to do. You're always, you know, there's always goals to achieve.
Yeah,
which I like having that when we record. Yeah. I like having that. Okay, we got to do this today.
How many people in the heist?
4.
So see, that's kind of what happened with Duralius.
Oh, yeah. I know. That's why
we started Humane Labs, and that's a 4-part heist. We had 4 videos
something
to cover
like
that,
I
think.
Yeah. So, yeah, no, that sucks because there are 5 of us. I wish they had 5-man heist.
Mm-hmm.
That'd make things better.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be cool to have the option.
Yeah, it would.
So, that's all my comments.
Nice.
Huzzah.
I actually know what I want to buy in GTA, my next big thing.
What you got?
I want to get a yacht if I can drive it.
Nope.
You can't.
Son of a bitch.
You can park it in certain places. That's all you can really do with it. You can say, I want it to be here on the map or here on the map.
It's just too big.
Is it a lot of different places?
Yeah. I mean, it's all over the map.
It's all around it.
On the coast.
It's always
in the water, though.
It'd be
a cool
house.
It would be a cool house because I do want it. It's like $1.5 million for a yacht.
Oh, God. I think I wanted to say
it's like 10.
Started at like 3 something.
Yeah, it's got to be a bit more than $500,000.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they start at. That's the thing. They start as like the basic yacht. And then if you want to customize, like if you want to paint the walls or your boat a certain color, it's like that's another. $500,000
for
it's
the
like,
boat
it's,
you
it's
know,
I, I go for the basic yacht.
Yeah,
I don't know
but then
how a yacht can be basic,
ultimately
but...
it really doesn't do anything. I mean, it's cool to have. It's just like, oh, look, I got a yacht, and you can like fly your helicopter to it and hang out in the hot tub. But it doesn't really serve it. There's no function to it outside of just looking cool.
My apartment's not doing anything.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it'd be fun. I mean, story wise,
vehicles are much
lot.
More usable.
Like, yeah, because you can use
like
the vehicles,
Karuma,
too.
That was a good buy.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good buy. I'm happy to have it, but I got one. I'm not going to get the limo with the... You're going to get the eventually, and you should get that ASAP.
Well, there's a couple things I want, and once I get one, I'm broke.
Well, do the one, and then save up for the other.
Wait, it'll take me like 4 years to save up for the next thing.
Instead of sending us alcohol, people, send us shark cards.
Give us those sweet shark cards.
Hold off on that.
No, don't give a shit.
Well, I mean, Red Dead's coming, you know, eventually.
That's right. We want war bonds, or whatever that's going to be.
Oh, yeah. I need
know,
a painted horse.
Right.
Shark cards wouldn't make any sense in Red Dead.
No, yeah, no. It's going to be, yeah. My guess would be bonds, but it's just a stab.
Well, shark cards doesn't really make sense in GTA either, does it?
I think they're going, like shark is the name of one of their banks in GTA.
Yeah?
You know, yeah.
So it makes perfect sense.
Banks are predatory.
So it's not the animal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have some news. This just in.
News is news.
What, Vic?
We are doing a giveaway with our partners at Zydex. They're going to give away a PC worth $5,600. The most money anyone has ever put into anything. That's a lie. Mm-hmm. No, so we're doing this contest with JT Music. They live here in town. We've done some stuff with them before.
Like those guys.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that?
Contest starts March 5th.
That's probably already happened.
It's already happened.
Yeah, that's already happened.
Contest is going on right now.
There you go.
As a matter of fact. So, what do you have to do to enter? You go to the link.
Wait, it starts March 5th, ends when?
April 11th.
April 11th.
And the winner will be announced. Oh, God. I feel like they did this on purpose.
What?
On 420. Bunch of stoners out there in Utah.
Mm-hmm. Ridiculous.
Anyways, we're not going to bore you with all the details, but go to the link in the description. And you can find out everything that you need to do to enter and try to win yourself a sweet gaming PC.
Good luck out there.
Yeah.
Guys.
You're going to need it.
Yeah. Do you guys know what else drops on 420 this year?
I'm probably going to take a shit on 420.
Yeah, so poop? Astro's poop.
Mm-hmm. My poop.
Not that, though.
No, I don't know.
Sting, the singer.
Okay.
And Shaggy.
The cartoon.
Their album they made together drops on 420. Sting made
Shaggy
an album
Sting?
With Shaggy. Boombastic guy.
I like Shaggy's voice.
That's an interesting mix.
Isn't it? Yeah. But it kind of makes sense because like Old Police stuff's kind of got that reggae thing going on.
Okay. Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
So, you know,
mm-hmm.
I just thought that was...
Have you heard anything?
No.
So we have no idea what this is going to sound like.
No. No, probably sound like Sting and Shaggy.
Interesting.
Isn't it?
Interesting.
Oh!
Yeah. Isn't that?
So it says Sting at the end of that.
Interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. So do we end it with that? Was that good enough?
Yeah,
to...
if you just want to say fuck my comments, fine.
Jim Bell.
Oh, Astro's got comments.
Yeah,
it's
so long.
You haven't even read your comments?
No,
God. Which is fine. If you guys
how long have we been going?
This is
great. I don't know.
Listen. Don't
what
be offended
this is
that
a
I
surprise.
Forgot.
No, this is like
offended.
A bonus.
This is so great.
Bonus
so
comments.
Astro brought comments.
Yay. And we're going to talk about them.
He was on Google Master. He was busy.
I had lunch with Astro. He hadn't even picked them out yet.
Wow.
It's because I woke up late.
Yep. He went to bed too early. Then he woke up and he couldn't go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm. So I worked on Subnautica for a long time.
I went back to sleep this morning and I fell asleep in my dream.
It's weird.
Like Inception type thing. Because I woke up and we were riding in a van, me, my cousin, and my dad. And my dad like hit this jump and I was flying out and went right when I landed. I woke up.
Did you wake up in your other dream or did you wake up back to
reality?
Both
dreams I woke. No, I woke up to find myself. This was in the dream. To find myself. In the air, in this van, like flying up in the air, like, oh shit, what'd you do, Dad? And then I woke up on impact.
Funny if you fell asleep while you were in the air, got all sleepy.
Yeah. Yeah. This is comfy. Anyways, go ahead.
Most of my comments are from the Subnautica, most recent Subnautica video. Bozendog5 asked, when's Subnautica coming back? That was just a gag.
He knew.
He knew.
Yeah.
He,
well,
he was being cheeky.
Cheeky bastard.
What's your next comment, Astro?
Next comment is from Von Shui. Didn't you had a comment from Von Shui?
Yeah. Yeah, he's a frequent commenter.
There we go. This one says, I hope Astro finds the cuttlefish in the next episode. And we're probably in the series not going to touch on the cuttlefish. But
you
it is
let a lot of people down, I think.
There's no point to it as far as the story we're telling.
What is it? Yeah. Like, what's the deal with I know what a cuttlefish is.
It's just
is,
cute little fish that you can breed in an aquarium.
Uh-huh.
Does it follow you around?
I don't know.
Does it stay in the aquarium?
It's just cute. If we had started the game long time ago or like before it came out, we probably would have had it. But
okay.
It just doesn't make sense.
You're going to make a lot of people mad.
Well, I'm so, maybe, you know what? I thought about doing a video after the series done, touching on the stuff we
it's
didn't
not
see.
Not the same.
And not the same, but there's no point for my character to have a damn pet. So, sorry about that, but
true.
No cuttlefish in the series, but may touch on it on a later
unsub.
Video. Yeah, unsubscribe. Sean Mayer asks, yo guys, where is Scrap Mechanic? I've been missing it, and it doesn't seem to be making an appearance on the channel. Now that Duralis is back, I hope it makes a return. It always gives me the giggles, and the worse the episode, the more intense the giggles get.
It's been replaced by the Raid series.
Yeah, don't say that.
So, Duraz, what's going on with Scrap?
Oh, we're gonna play it. We're gonna play it again. It got a nice big update not long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Like a map creator, and you can make like tracks that look pretty cool. So, yeah, we're gonna give that a shot very soon. It'll be
like
back.
How detailed is the map creator? Have you looked into it?
A little bit. Okay,
I've
not
played
enough.
With it for a minute.
Yeah. What, yeah. You like it?
It's interesting, isn't it?
Actually, I didn't make my own tile. I placed pre-existing tiles.
Yeah, you can. There's different size tiles you can have, yeah. But you can make a custom tile.
You can like grow the ground out.
Explain
like
what
a hill.
Tile is. Yeah. So I mean, this should be good for the community. I mean, hopefully some cool things get made out of this.
Sure.
From the scrap mechanic community.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. That we can check out.
A tile is like a piece of the map that you can duplicate the tile. So you want a tile with a bunch of trees or a big hole in the ground.
So a tile would be what's equivalent to what would look like an acre potentially. Yeah,
you get different
size
ones.
And you can duplicate that acre all over the map.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
Ada Hop would have fun with that, yeah?
Mm. Well, I think we could all have, I don't know, I got to single him out. I could have fun
with
it, too.
Well, I know, but he's good
at
making races and tracks and things like that.
Yeah,
so that's what he's known for.
He has been known to do that. Yeah,
that's why I said that.
I just think about those shoes now. It's like, I want them out of my head.
All right, Pitch Black 94 left a comment. Wondering why you guys don't play any Battlefield 1. All the DLCs came out. Check out some new maps. Float around on some boats and blow shit up. And we have. We have a video
in
coming
the works.
Out. Sure, yeah, it's in the works.
I started cutting it, and I realized we needed more. So we have to go back and record some more stuff for it.
Mm-hmm. But it is a hard game, and it's always been a tougher game for us to get good footage with.
We're rusty
because
now, too.
Because we are bad at the game.
Super rusty.
Mm-hmm. And I've never gotten good at PC. Like, I started on console, and I got where I thought I was pretty proficient. And then we switched to PC, and we haven't played a whole lot on PC. So when I get on there, I'm very...
Very
sloppy.
Crappy.
Very sloppy, yeah.
Well, yeah, because it requires such fast movements from, like, WASD to switching to your weapons, throwing grenades. It's just, you have to train your brain to...
I can't strafe and spot at the same time because the same finger does both. And then I can't hit 3 and 4 way up there every time. Sometimes I don't hit the right 3 or 4.
I'm almost tempted when Battlefield 2018 comes out to play console.
I like console.
Because, I feel... Well, I know you would be...
I mean, you can put a lot of these things on a gaming mouse, you know, all those little buttons and stuff. A lot of those things you're reaching for up on the numbers.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to bind your buttons, Neebs.
Yeah. I've bound my buttons.
You have not.
Yeah, but I mean,
I have my 3 and 4 on the side, the thumb thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
and
not
then my gas
but it's
mask
not just
is on tab.
It's not just binding the buttons, it's like then you have to play enough to be comfortable with where the buttons are. And that's the thing, we just don't have time to play enough.
Mm-hmm.
Where we need more time, but I'd be fine playing console when the new one comes out. But I mean, that's a PC.
Because I love
look
playing
better.
GTA with a controller.
Yeah. When we play GTA, I don't want to use a mouse and keyboard for that.
But Ark in 7 Days, I love playing with mouse and keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Well, because they're a little bit more casual as far as like
Hey,
you
go at your own pace.
Yeah, you don't need that like super twitch fast reaction time. Whereas if you were on mouse and keyboard for a lot, like Thick, you've gotten really used to mouse and keyboard. You've been playing a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we either just need to play more PC. Take the time to do that, or play on console. So we'll see. My last comment is from Mediocrity's Muse and says, I thought you could take the mods out of the Cyclops. And I saw a lot of this comment. Like, apparently when we were swimming around in the Cyclops, the storage for all the Cyclops mods, apparently this is what broke the Cyclops.
Like the MK...
The Mark III.
Mark III,
This is apparently, from what I understand, this is what made our Cyclops break. Because remember, behind the scenes, when I first fired up the save game... Soon as I hopped in the Cyclops, it just was leaking and breaking, and I couldn't understand why.
Okay.
So I just thought, they changed something in the game, the Cyclops is fucked. So we just made that part of the story.
Uh-huh.
Turns out, they've changed something with the depth modules.
Okay.
So you have to have a different depth module in the Cyclops now.
So as soon as you logged back in, you were deeper than you should have taken
I think
that
I was too deep, and that's why it just got crushed, and I couldn't keep it repaired, and it eventually broke.
Gotcha.
So I should have... Had I known, I could have just spawned the right depth module,
saved it,
stuck it in the thing, and been okay.
I'm glad you didn't.
I'm glad I didn't, too, because it added a little fun to the story. I like seeing the thing all broken up, and, you have to, crawl inside the remains of this submarine.
Yeah.
It's like, that's fun.
I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's why. It's they changed the way the modding of the Cyclops works, and that's why it busted.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, mystery solved. But yeah, there's still mods in there that I think we can take out and use in other things. So we'll have to go back to the Cyclops to look at those and see if any of that stuff we can either use in the prawn suit or the sea moth.
Maybe you can get a cuttlefish down there.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a cuttlefish. I'll just spawn one. Hey, look at this guy. You know, I don't want to have to build the aquarium, do all that shit.
You should. You should totally cheat.
Why would my character
build an
aquarium?
No. I'm saying cheat. Spawn one. It, hey, look at this thing. No, that was a coincidence, wasn't it? Cut.
Cheat.
Then you go to the next
one. Nobody likes cheaters.
What's just the fish? To shut up the people with the fish. It's a fun thing to do.
They don't want
to
just see the fish.
He's got the capability of doing it.
They can spawn their own fish. They want to see him go through all the stuff.
It would make everyone happy. Of course you don't like the idea.
You don't know what would make them happy.
Because it's the perfect idea.
You know who would make happy? Frank.
Frank. Frank would love it.
Frank would
love it.
Super happy about
Frank and his tape arm.
And shoes.
Tape.
Sounds like a new animated series. Frank and his tapeworm.
Ada's new name is Frank.
So we're calling Ada Hop now.
Frank.
Frankie Five Fingers.
That's it.
Frankie Five Toes?
Yeah. Frankie Five Toes.
That's his new handle.
Yeah, I like it.
That's all your comments, huh?
That's all my comments. I am done.
Wow. So what do we do now?
I don't know.
I think
we dance.
Anybody do anything? Everyone see Black Panther?
Yeah,
I didn't see it. But I mean, I'm just waiting for things.
We need to all go to see movies together.
Man, yeah.
You won't let that go.
Just because it was topical. It worked right there. Thought it was fun.
But he won't let it go.
I'm not going to let it.
So I have to see something before I go see Black Panther, I think.
Did you see? The only one you really need
to see
is Civil War, yeah.
Okay, then I'm good. I should be able to see it then.
You saw that, right?
Yeah,
that's where Black Panther was introduced.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. Yeah, I do remember seeing, like, hey, look at that black guy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. Looks like a really cool movie, though, the trailer.
Yeah, it was pretty neat. So. It's a fun world.
I enjoyed it.
Cool. Some people are weirdos, like, oh, Wakanda, it's so advanced. And I'm like, yeah, technologically, but they, you know, still decide who their president is when, you know, in a pit fight.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're only so advanced.
Spoiler.
Yeah, sorry, spoiler.
I didn't know that happened.
Yeah, seriously, that was a spoiler.
Wish I didn't know that.
Well, yeah, that's, yeah.
I'm off the hook.
Yeah, you are.
No, it doesn't ruin the movie. You'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Definitely takes away from the experience.
It does.
Yeah.
So. Kind of want that to be.
Anyway, thank you very much for being here. Yeah. Thank you for commenting. And,
We'll see him on the next one.
The next one?
Yeah.
Maybe.